Well, let me
Well,
welcome everybody. I have David Lucas and Hans Kim. Hi, welcome.
thank you so much. I can't wait
Hey,
to
what's
be
up?
there.
Yeah, man, West Virginia.
I
Y'all
mean,
finally get a y'all finally get a black in the town.
I don't think you're the only one. I think you'll be all right.
I don't know much about West Virginia outside of that documentary I saw on Smooth or White Underbelly, whatever it's called, about that inbred family.
Soft white underbelly.
The whites of West
Soft
Virginia.
white underbelly. Yeah, that's all I know about West Virginia. I don't know anything. Y'all got a good football team. So you're right. I won't be the only colored.
Yeah.
I'd like to meet them if you have contact.
I don't personally, but I can work on that. I can see what I can find out.
Yeah, I think after we
Definitely.
do the I think after we do the casino, the after party can be at their house, Hans.
Yeah, in their trailer.
Yeah, bro. I
They'll
buy.
have
I'm buy
little
a little
bags of
party tent.
fentanyl.
Y'all had a what is West Virginia known for? Didn't y'all was there a gold rush in West Virginia?
Back in the day, they're
Yeah.
more. It's coal. It's a coal town, not gold.
Oh, COAL coal, right?
Yeah. It's the dirty gold.
Oh, so there's a lot of guys there with black lung.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they can relate to you.
David's got black lung, black dick, black
Black
everything.
skin. Black skin.
Black
Yeah,
heart.
man.
So this is your
Black sickle cell.
excursion to West Virginia. You haven't been here yet?
Unfortunately, not.
I don't think I've had the pleasure of going to West Virginia. No. Does anybody vacation in West Virginia?
Maybe at the casino, yes. I guess there's hiking and stuff. There's mountains.
Nice. Okay. It feels like West Virginia is like a punishment state.
Well, they were kind of cut off from Virginia, so that's why they're off to the west.
Why were they cut off from Virginia?
Is there a free state? Is it because West
I feel
Virginia
like.
didn't want to have slavery and Virginia wanted to have slavery, so West Virginia was like, we're going to join the North and became West
Oh,
Virginia.
there's Hans with the facts. He's Asian. He knows. Yeah, I feel like we don't know anything about West Virginia. We don't hear. Do presidents even campaign in West Virginia?
Not if they want
No, they're usually because we, from where our radio station is, we kind of the tri-state area. So we hit West Virginia, Maryland, and
to.
PA. And of course, Trump was just up here and
Oh,
there.
yeah, that's right, because you got to fly into D.C. to get there. What's the
You guys
best
have a
restaurant
rich
in West
union
Virginia?
history.
I didn't, you both were talking.
Oh, sorry. I was
In
saying, what's the best restaurant there?
this area?
Yeah.
Like, or in West Virginia? Because I'm not sure with West Virginia.
No, like in the area we're going to be, Charlestown, right?
Well, Charlestown has some really good food there at at the casino. They have the restaurants right in there.
Yeah, I can't wait to go in the casino. I'm gonna try to win some money. Are you gambling, Hans?
Yeah, I'm gonna play the lucky dragon.
Yeah, bro. I've been probably spending like $50. I'm pretty cheap when it comes to gambling.
You can give yourself a limit and you're like, okay, that's it.
Yeah, $50. That's it. You have a little fun, play the little penny slots. I
Yeah.
don't understand anything else about gambling. Like, what the craps or blackjack or anything like that?
Like the table games.
Yeah. I don't get it. So I'm sure if I tried, but then like I have an addictive personality, so I feel like if I got an understanding of it, I'd do it all the time, which would suck.
Makes sense. Kind of like how you do your comedy all the time.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more in a job interview than on a radio station interview. Yes.
Well,
I,
would you like me to ask you some real questions now?
yeah, how do you feel, Hans? You feel like you're at a job interview?
I feel like I'm at a job interview right now.
All right. Well, what
I feel
qualifications
like I'm about
do
to.
you have? What qualifications do I have to perform in
What are the
Charlestown?
benefits?
I have 8 to 9 years of comedy under my belt. Kill Tony Hall of Fame alongside Hans Kim right here. We're coming to bring the laughs to Charlestown. I want everybody to come
Charlestown.
out. I want everybody to come out. Racist. I want all inbreds. I want every coal miners. I want all of y'all. And when I come, I want to buy a fresh bag of coal.
Okay, let's see if we can work that out for you.
I've never been able to get coal fresh. It got to be better.
What are you gonna do with coal?
Take it home and grill with
Grill with it? I think that's charcoal that you're thinking
Yeah, that's a
about.
different. There's a char on that.
Yeah, but don't charcoal come from coal?
Charcoal comes from trees.
Look at
I don't
Hans,
know.
man.
Yeah, he's smart. I
You
don't
want to
know.
do? I think Hans should do the interview because he's, I mean, he just is on it.
Yeah, he got
I
all the
think I got
facts.
the
No wonder he's so good at this comedy with these one-liners, because he just knows everything. How do you know everything?
He's Asian, and he's Asian.
I knew you were going to say
Hans is smart as hell. A lot of people don't even know that. Like, he went to Georgia Tech, which is pretty much like the Harvard of the South.
Right.
It's the MIT of the South. But yeah,
yeah, let's say the MIT of the South, yeah.
Charcoal. I hope I got the job.
I think so. But
Hans, peep this. This is where I'm about to come in and get you with your... Coal is only petrified wood.
Wow.
Did you just Google that?
No, I just know stuff. I went to school, too.
High school?
at college. No, coal is petrified wood, so technically charcoal comes from coal. Boom.
Damn.
But coal comes from the ground.
Yeah, petrified wood from millions of years ago.
I'm going to say
it's just like aged wine. It's
can
like
I call fine you wine.
So you're telling me there's a charcoal tree? I'm about to look this up. Hold up.
I don't want to eat.
There went our
if you're going to make a barbecue out of coal, I don't know if that's going to be the healthiest thing to eat.
Is that how they make charcoal pencils then?
Charcoal pencils. Sure. Yeah. They could do blackface with charcoal.
So charcoal
is a West Virginia.
Charcoal is a burnt form of wood. Charcoal is a burnt form of wood or other organic materials such as peat, coal, coconut shells, wood chips, moss, or tree bark. Boom. So I can get barbecue coal from West Virginia.
Well, there we go.
You're going to give us black stomach.
Which David is fine with.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that, Hans.
So charcoal is just, it can be made out of coal, but it's not always.
See, you just contradicted what you said.
It's usually tree, though. The first thing was tree, and then it said it could also be this or that.
Yeah. Are we able to go on in one of those caves?
I don't know if they do, like, tours. I'm not sure about that.
At least the entrance. Like, I don't want to go all the way under, but I just want to see the entrance.
All right. Well, I'll put that on my notes to when I reach out to them that you would like to do a tour of a coal.
Yeah. Anybody
like listening? Disneyland.
You just don't want to go in. You just want to stay around the outer edge.
Yeah.
We can't take a little train ride into it.
Anybody listening from Charlestown, I'm trying to go fishing.
They can do that for you for sure.
Yeah. I'm definitely trying to fish. All the rednecks hit me up.
All right. Well, make sure they hit you up on your socials. How is your, what does your show pertain to? I know you guys are always, you know, of course, wailing on each other as you are right now. Is this kind of what you do since you're both going to be on stage? Are you both just going to come out and just start like attacking each other? Or
we got a special surprise for you. There's going to be many layers to the show. People are going to have a great time. Of course, you'll get to see me and Hans, and then we'll do some special things. Many surprises. It's just like watching Kill Tony. We've learned under the tutelage of Tony how to have surprises and how to make a show great. So we got some good openers, and me and Hans going to do our thing, and then we'll have a few special things that we do as well. So it'll be a whole event. This is maybe the second time me and Hans have performed together, and we're under the same agency, so we'll probably have more of these coming along in the future. Before the show, we'll structure everything and kind of talk in text before the show and get the run of the show and make sure that everybody has a good time. That's at the end of the day, like, for me, that's all that matters is if you paid money to come see me, did you enjoy yourself?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what you're trying to get away from, the reality of the world. And you guys bring it to us with laughter. So we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. But me and Hans both, we have a dark sense of humor. So it'll mesh well. It'll mesh very well together. So I'm really excited to see how this show goes, to see how we can plan for the future.
Cool. I do have a question.
Yeah.
Is it hard for you guys to write just like a minute joke for when you do Kill Tony, or is it, you know, just something that comes naturally to you?
I mean, now that I'm headlining and probably the same, well, Hans got a lot of witty one-liners, but now that I'm headlining and a lot of my jokes have layers to them, when I do go on Kill Tony, it is a little challenging to try to remember to put a punchline in a minute. you know, because like now when I'm headlining, I can be setting up a joke for a minute and a half before you really laugh, or 2 minutes. And it's like with in Kill Tony, you know, we get a little leeway because we're regulars, but for a regular person, you kind of need to get a laugh within the first 30 seconds.
Mm. Have you always found that difficult, or it just came naturally just to be able to bang them out?
It's a process, you know, just like any other job that you have, you know, like one day you might be doing this, the next day you might be doing that. But I mean, early on in your career, when you're only getting 3 to 5 minutes at a time, Kill Tony can be a little easier if that's how you're used to writing jokes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start headlining, it can get a little like, damn, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? Like that's anytime I get ready to get on Kill Tony, I'm like, all right, what joke can I condense down to make it good for a minute?
That makes sense. Have you ever held back? I mean, I find it hard to believe because I've heard some of your stuff and it just seems like you just lay it out. Like it doesn't, you don't stop. Has there ever been a spot where you're like, I shouldn't do that one? Or you just let it go?
There's definitely been times where I've like, you know, filtered myself a little bit because of maybe the energy in the room. Like, all right, they're not really receiving this. Like the type of comedy that I do with a dark sense of humor is high risk, high reward. But when it's not going well, it really doesn't go well. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's like anything in life, you know, but normally when people are there to see us, it's different. They already we're constantly building our fan base. And once you build your fan base, people they come to see you, your personality.
Right.
So that's when you can kind of have a lot of freedom and go in as hard as you want.
Yeah, that makes sense. Has there ever been anything that you like roasted someone so hard that it's actually like ended a relationship, or kind of just people like maybe stopped talking, or maybe even someone in your family was like, man, why did you do that to him? Like, that's just wrong.
When I was on Kill Tony, that handicapped guy, he got mad at me and sent his handicapped minions at me because Tony asked me, what did I think about the guy that had no butthole with the pterodactyl arms? And I said something like, you got to put a motherfucker like that on the grill. You know, people got mad. They're like, how dare you? I'm like, come on, bro. We're on Kill Tony. Like, that's like Kill Tony has gained a lot of popularity over the last few years since we've been in Austin. And, you know, I think this recent episode of Kill Tony has like 7 million views in a few days. And now it's just getting so popular to where it's not just the Kill Tony fan base. Other people are watching it. And when other people watch it, they might watch it for different reasons. And because I'm not a regular on there anymore, they don't know my sense of humor. So therefore, they're like, he's so harsh. When it's like me and Tony have hours upon hours of him calling me black in different ways and me calling him gay in different ways.
Right. Well, I give you all kudos for being able to do this type of comedy, because the way like even your special, you know, is cancelable because the way the world is nowadays, and, you know, you have to be so PC and, you know, you're offending so many people. But I just love this group of guys, you guys included, where you just don't give a shit, you know, and you just do it because it is comedy. It might not be the same comedy for, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody, but that, you know, that gives you free speech, and that's just great that you guys can do it. And no one's, I mean, you probably get plenty of people attacking you about it because, you know, that is
But at the end of the day, I've accepted who I am and the type of comedy that I do, and there's definitely a line in my comedy. Either you're gonna hate me or either you're gonna love me, and I don't want any in-between fans, and I'm happy with that for the rest of my life. That's what my special did. If you look at the comments, either they love me or they hate me. There's no in between. There's not like, so that's what I want. And that's the type of fan base I want. I'd rather have a million people love me and a billion people hate me than a billion people.
I am definitely, I'm definitely going to say retard.
I might say, here we go.
Gonna say faggot. But yeah, I mean, it's like, we should be able to say whatever we want, especially in comedy. That's the one place that you should. And then you can go back to your office and do a nice little life and not say anything harmful. But when you're in the Thunderdome, you got to get ready to get a couple lightning strikes at your personality, including gender and race and sexual orientation.
And the moment you start laughing at it is when you can get over it. Mm. Like, I don't believe in these special groups of people who want special treatment. If you want inclusion, then inclusion comes with being able to be talked about.
Yeah, so many people just think that they can just tell us what to call them instead of providing something. So why don't you tell us, you know, something positive about you instead of just like reprimanding us about how we're not supposed to call you midgets,
little people,
short folk.
A lot of people are you know, saying that you can't do certain things. What's the general vibe in West Virginia? Are they pretty on board with the whole assassination, or were they pretty sad about it?
Well, I think it's more they're Trump supporters, so yeah.
Here's the thing, hon. When she told me coal miners, I knew what type of people we're going to a Republican area, conservative area, and I like that. And that's the thing about life, man. When you have people that work hard and take care of their family, normally they're going to be conservative. It's these people that work these tech jobs and renewable energy sources that have all this speculation and say that men can get pregnant and all this weird stuff. Anytime you got a man who comes home dirty, he gonna align with the stuff that I have to say.
Yeah, you're looking at blue collar, totally. That like to gamble.
When you said coal miner, I thought it was a bunch of dudes that are mining for dudes named Cole. That's a name.
That wasn't good, Hans.
Yeah, you need to rewrite that one.
David, are you going through a tunnel right now, or?
I'm in
your
Florida.
Under your neck.
Oh, huh. Open your eyes. I'm actually in Florida in the rain in my car.
Oh my God. How are you going to get to West Virginia?
Well, there's an invention that came out like 100 some years ago called airplane.
You're going to take a coal powered airplane to West Virginia?
I'm probably going to take an airplane that one of your cousins designed over at Boeing.
You should take a train with a coal, you know, it's got the coal. Right into West Virginia.
This ain't the Underground Railroad.
Johnny Coltrane. So you guys you guys ever think about building an airport near Morgantown?
There is an airport somewhere near there. It's one of the smaller ones, like up in here.
Where do you guys fly into? Just DC or?
Yeah, usually DC, Baltimore.
I got a rental car.
Huh? My dog live in West Virginia.
Just your dog?
Nah, Tim Pool.
That's how black people talk. You'll get used to it.
Okay.
That's how I know there's not a lot there. She's like your dog.
I was thinking like your dog. I mean, I didn't know you meant dog, like
D-A-W-G.
Yeah, I thought dog.
And when he calls a woman his sister, he's not actually related to her.
And he's got a bunch of cousins too, right?
Damn right. Hans is my cousin.
I thought your cousin.
It's my uncle.
That's more like it. All right. Yeah. Well, let me ask you one question so he can concentrate on his driving and not run into something in a palm tree.
Hey, but, no, I'm Gucci. I'm Gucci. Oh.
David's a professional.
I'm a professional. Yeah. Come on now.
You can have a full-on interview in the middle of a car crash.
Man, for real. Yeah,
can we continue this if this happens? Like in the ambulance and everything?
Absolutely. Awesome. But look, if you ain't got your tickets, you better get them. Because exactly. I think it's only like two left.
HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com is that link.
Nah, it's probably like 150 left.
Nah, there's probably two.
Or right three.
Each other. You gotta come out. We're gonna have a Kill Tony roast. We're gonna have a Kill Tony seance. We're gonna do a chant together. We're gonna praise our almighty father Tony together. We're gonna call him maybe.
What? There are some surprises that could be happening.
I'm not involved in none of that. No seance.
I promise you a FaceTime with William Montgomery or Drew Nickens. We'll be able to get one of them on the line at the show.
I think Shane's from this area up north. I think he's from this area.
Philadelphia?
Yeah, Pennsylvania. So that's like our tri-state, our area. So you just tell
him. He's from Pennsylvania.
Yep, that's where our station's actually located in.
In Pennsylvania?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you guys are close to Butler.
That's why I said let that go. Oh, we're actually on the state line of Maryland, Virginia.
The university?
No, we're, Trump got shot.
Yeah.
Hey, how nice are the hotels at the casino?
The casino is okay. Yeah. One of my friends just stayed down there last weekend.
The hotel doesn't have a casino. I think we're staying off site.
Yeah, it used to have a shuttle. The shuttle is only on Fridays and Saturdays.
Well, good thing we're doing the show Friday.
I know, right? You're lucky you can get on the shuttle.
I have a rental car if you want to use it.
Yeah, I'll drive it.
Oh, no.
I mean, you can be a passenger.
Can you Zoom me when this happens or FaceTime me?
Are you coming to the show?
Radio.
That's this Friday, right? I probably yes. could.
How you doing the interview? You don't even know when the show
It's this Friday.
That 26th Friday at Charlestown at Hollywood Casino. Come on down.
Bro, the talent for radio station DJs is just out of the window in Charlestown. She don't even know when the show is.
You know when the show is. I just told you. It's this Friday.
Yeah. Me and Hans could probably move to West Virginia and be the mayor of Charlestown.
Why do you think so?
I mean, because you're the radio host.
You think I have pull in that?
No, but I just know that I can win. All right. Thank you, Burnett, for interviewing us. I appreciate you. And West Virginia, we'll see you Friday.
You guys still think you'll still be doing this in 10 years?
Absolutely. I can't do shit else.
Nothing else. This is it.
This is what I
hope I'm not going to West Virginia in 10 years.
That's not going to sell you tickets, Hans. That's not going to help.
I love y'all, West Virginia. I'll see y'all soon.
All right. Thanks for checking in. We'll be there Friday, this Friday.
See you guys.
See ya. Bye, Hans.